I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, West Virginia's DNR fisheries biologists are collaborating with their counterparts in neighboring states, trying to find a way to stop the spread of the invasive Asian carp species in our West Virginia waters. We'll get an update on how that situation is faring in just a moment. More than a decade ago, a series of bighead and silver carp escaped from a fish farm in Arkansas during a major flood, and suddenly the entire Mississippi River basin was infected with a serious and voracious and prolific eater. Since that time, states have been working on ways to try and slow them down. Katie Sibfeld of the West Virginia DNR is part of that effort and says these fish are detrimental to the habitat.
Contrary to popular belief, since their name involves carp, most people think that they're most similar to a common carp as far as like habitat and feeding behavior, but they're actually not. They're filter feeders. So they are constantly feeding on at the top of the food chain. So like paddlefish are also filter feeders, and a lot of our larval fishes and small fishes are filter feeders. So that puts them in direct competition with all of our native fishes, particularly fishes like the paddlefish, which we are working very hard to reestablish in the Ohio River.
In fact, it's a potential threat to every West Virginia fish.
Almost every single native fish at one point in their life cycle feeds on plankton and zooplankton. So, and these fish are voracious eaters. They're very large fish. A big head carp can get upwards of 100 pounds. So you have a 100-pound fish constantly swimming around and feeding on the food source that our native fishes require.
So you're probably familiar with the YouTube videos of fish jumping out of the water and landing in the boat. Well, we don't have those in West Virginia yet.
Those fish are silver carp. So there are two main species of the invasive carp that we're monitoring, which are silver carp and big head carp. And the silver carp are the smaller of the two species and are the ones that get agitated with boat motors and sound and tend to jump out of the water. They are the second wave of advancement of the Asian carp that we're seeing. We're seeing that the big head carp kind of show up first, and then the silver carp advance after that. But we have noticed in our research that, you know, the established silver carp population is much further downstream.
And since 2016, when the study began, the fish have been found downstream of the Robert C. Byrd Lock and Dam on the Ohio River. And there's not much evidence to indicate that they've advanced any further upstream, but also nothing to really stop them either. Although Katie says a lot of smart folks are working on a lot of possibilities to make that a case.
Get and gain research and information of ways that we can combat or slow their spread. There's research going on barrier technology. You know, there's a, they call it a bioacoustic fish fence that uses CO2 bubbles as kind of like a fence that goes off down in the Kentucky, on the Kentucky River at one of the dams down there. They're researching that success. They're looking at noise barriers. We're looking at removal modeling. There's so much research going on because this is a problem not only in the Ohio River, but in the Mississippi River, Missouri River, kind of all over the Mississippi River basin. So there's lots of states and lots of federal agencies working on research to try to slow the spread of the advancement.
They are a threat, like any other invasive species, to our native aquatic ecosystem. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.